From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the streets of New York on the day after the lights went out. And how reliable is America's power supply system and what could be done to make it better? But first, authorities are still investigating the cause of yesterday's power blackout in the northeastern United States, Canada, and parts of the Midwest. For a report on where things are now, we go to NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Washington.
Speculation is now mounting that the blackout began in Ohio rather than Canada or New York, and one official says lightning does not seem to have been the cause, as suggested earlier. The head of the New York Independent System Operator, which manages that state's electric grid, describes a series of huge power fluctuations. He says they started in the Midwest and quickly overwhelmed Ontario's power system and then New York's. President Bush has promised a review of how the problem was able to cascade across such a broad area. In New York City, where tens of thousands of commuters were stranded on darkened streets, one person is reported dead from a heat-related heart attack. There are also reports of sporadic looting, with more than two dozen arrests. But fears of widespread public safety problems did not materialize. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the city deployed counter-terror officials to guard key sites, plus 3,000 extra police officers. He says teams carried out 800 elevator rescues and responded to 80,000 calls to 911, double the usual number.
While certainly a lot of people have been inconvenienced, we have a lot to be proud of this morning. Our police officers, firefighters, emergency management personnel, and health professionals have worked incredibly hard to get us through the night safely. And New Yorkers have got together to help and care for each other, as I think it's fair to say they always do.
Power has been restored to parts of all five boroughs of New York. Still, Mayor Bloomberg cautions the crisis is not over. In an early morning press conference, he urged people to conserve energy, a message being repeated across the Northeast. Officials warn there may be rolling blackouts as electric grids remain unable to cope with full capacity service. Some cities urge state employees to show up at their offices. Others told them to stay home. Mayor Bloomberg called on essential personnel to report to work and asked others to please take a day off.
It's important that everyone be aware that while there will be limited bus and ferry service, the subways will not be operating during the day, and there will be traffic delays since traffic lights will not be working everywhere. In addition, summer school and related testing will obviously be canceled. As a precautionary measure, the health commissioner has recommended that the beaches, due to the expulsion of raw sewage into the waters around the city, remain closed for the day.
Water supply continues to be a problem in places. In Cleveland, Ohio, all four of the city's water pumping systems went down during the outage. The mayor's office says they are back up and working, but cautions that it will take time to restore full service, especially to outlying areas. In Detroit, Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick today lauded public officials who worked through the night to avoid a humanitarian crisis.
My housing department, as Cassandra Smith Gray, our director, has titled the department with a heart, knocked on every single door in public housing last night and this morning. They delivered over 240 gallons of water to senior citizens. They'll be delivering more water today.
Detroit has also designated three public schools as cooling centers for those who continue to suffer without air conditioning. While New York City's airports have reopened, not all airports and all services are up to capacity. American, Delta, and U.S. Airways have canceled some 300 flights between them. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.